T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, I just can't wait. Elizabeth Warren says she's going to reveal Medicare for All funding plan soon. Oh, my goodness. Really? Anybody could actually believe anything she's communicating. I just do not get it. Any case, over on the text line, when I played the song "They're Coming to Take Me Away," this texter says, "I thought you were going to play Crazy Train." Vince, beware of Tulsi Gabbard. She's an Antifa supporter and signed on to Ilhan Omar's BDS bill. Poisonous person. Tulsi supported Bernie. Yes, she's very, very the best in the bunch. Tulsi Gabbard, sensible. I suggest you go on Facebook and look up her picture with her posing with a national leader of Antifa. It's Jim out of Easley. Well, this tells you a lot, doesn't it? When I say that she is kind of on the, allegedly more on the sensible side of the Democrat Party. That's scary, isn't it? Let us see. Okay, that's interesting. Yeah. Skipping through a couple of things here to make sure I have no problems with the FCC. Vince, crooked Hillary Rodham Kankel's pantsuit Clinton might be doing Trump a favor by going after the one attractive woman candidate who happens to be a veteran. I still think Clinton needs to just go away. Vince, I hear Romney is following you on his secret Twitter account. Yeah. I had no idea working construction that I was a millionaire. Thanks, Elizabeth Warren. Trump tax cuts sure increased my take-home pay. Yeah. So during the debate last week, there's something that I actually missed. It was a commercial that ran during the debate, which I thought was rather intriguing. I'm going to share that in a bit. But first, how about talking about some interesting polling numbers out of Iowa? Just when we thought things were kind of settling in terms of numbers, I mean, we've already had the shakeup as a result of Joe Biden's issues. Now we have a candidate who is surging into the top tier in Iowa. USA Today reporting this. It's now a three-way race in Iowa, a new three-way race. Who is the person who is pushing into the top tier? Pete Buttigieg, the mayor of South Bend, Indiana. Long seen as a long-shot presidential contender, he has surged within striking distance of former Vice President Joe Biden and Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren. This is a new poll that is out with USA Today. Biden, long viewed as the Democratic front runner, is now faltering in the wake of a debate performance last week that those surveyed saw as disappointing. Here are the actual numbers. Poll taken on Wednesday through Friday put Biden at 18%, Warren at 17%. Buttigieg at 13% among 500 likely Democratic caucus goers. This is pretty significant. Think about it. 18, 17, 13. There's really nobody who can stake a claim on Iowa right now. This has to be worrisome to really both Biden and to Elizabeth Warren. These are significant changes since the poll taken in Iowa at the end of June, when Biden led Warren by double digits. Buttigieg trailed a distant 6%. Kamala Harris, who is then in second place after a strong showing in the first Democratic debate, she has plummeted 13 percentage points. Now in a three-way tie for sixth. What do you do when you're sixth? I mean, Bernie Sanders, down at 9%, the same number as in the June poll. He's flat. So what do you do? One of the pollsters here saying that Iowa is clearly up for grabs. Buttigieg has found a lane and is accelerating toward the front of the pack, surpassing Bernie Sanders. All of this happening while the number of undecided voters continues to grow, as Democratic caucus goers pause to reevaluate the changing field. Just to give you a picture of things, the highest poller in this Suffolk University USA Today poll is undecided, 29%. 29%. Other candidates combined. You know, it's pretty bad when your name is not listed on this poll. You're just part of other candidates. You know, it's kind of like those trades they do in Major League Baseball, you know, where they trade a major player to be, you know, so-and-so, along with players to be named later. We're just going to fill them in. Tom Steyer at 3%, Bernie Sanders at 9%, Buttigieg at 13%, Elizabeth Warren 17%, and Joe Biden at 18%. So there we go. By the way, during that debate last week, we're going to save this for after the break, I believe. Well, why not? Let's go ahead and share this now. This is a commercial that aired during the debate, and I think it's appropriate. This guy definitely knows his audience. They are radical leftist Democrats who have a profound hatred for anything sacred or spiritual. Here is Ron Reagan.
Hi, I'm Ron Reagan, an unabashed atheist, and I'm alarmed by the intrusions of religion into our secular government. That's why I'm asking you to support the Freedom From Religion Foundation, the nation's largest and most effective association of atheists and agnostics, working to keep state and church separate, just like our founding fathers intended. Please support the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Ron Reagan, lifelong atheist, not afraid of burning in hell.
Okay. What do you think of that message? You know, it's kind of interesting. As I said, he knows his audience. These are folks who are more likely to reject the idea of having a public Christian faith, and people who are likely, more likely, to buy into the idea that spiritual values have no place in public life. This is not about anybody trying to impose anything. Freedom from religion. Or maybe this message resonates for you, and you might be interested in joining the organization. If so, we'd like to hear from you as well. Call or text. Stay with us.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's coming up Thursday, the hometown tour. We're going to have the granddaddy of barbecues, the Mallard Creek Barbecue, WBT broadcasting all day at this uniquely Charlotte annual gathering, 5 a.m. to 7 p.m. Come out and say hello to us. Say hello to your neighbors. Enjoy some great barbecue. It's WBT's hometown tour at the Mallard Creek Barbecue, Thursday, October 24th, presented by HighPerformanceRealEstate.com. They'll see you at the closing table. Visit WBT.com/events for directions and details, and we'll see you at the barbecue. Back on the Vince Coakley radio program, let's go out to a call from Lori in Taylor's. Good morning.
Hi, I would like to talk about the Syrian Kurds for just a minute.
Yes.
They're near to my heart right now. My husband served 32 years, and my son was an infantry soldier in Iraq. He was hit by IEDs four times, had a Purple Heart, and a traumatic brain injury. He's recovered from that, but I know from what my husband said that the Kurds were very essential in Iraq. And in Syria as well, they've been our partners since, I think, 2014 to help us fight ISIS, as ISIS has increased its threats to attack us here. The Kurds have lost 1,400 soldiers, and they imprisoned 14,000, and they imprisoned 11,000 ISIS. So when Trump decided to withdraw our troops, it really hits home to me, and I'm sure to a lot of military who know the Kurds were our help. What I say about my son and my husband doesn't make me a better American, but maybe it will give pause to people who would call me un-American or a lib or a Democrat or whatever. I'm very conservative, but at the same time, we don't abandon our allies who've given so much, and they put their trust in us.
So you're very concerned about this.
Yeah, I really am. They really they fought the ground war in with the Kurds in Syria, and were responsible for the capture of such a huge number of ISIS. And that drawdown or pullback of American troops was chaotic. It seemed unplanned. It seemed to take military leaders by surprise, and even the Secretary of Defense, Mark Esper, said that the 1,000 troops that were there are not coming home. They're going to western Iraq. At the same time, he said another 1,800 troops will be going to Saudi Arabia to protect the oil fields there. So I just am troubled by the situation now that's chaotic. I think that from what I read in different places, it looks like 500 Kurdish civilians have been killed, and many are surrounded by the Turks now, and they have nowhere to go. It seems like 600 at least ISIS have escaped, and about 100 are the toughest, the very hardcore. Russia has moved into the territory that the U.S. had, and they've gained a foothold in the bond between Putin and Assad has been strengthened. So really, Turkey wins here, and certainly Russia wins. Seems like the U.S. loses in our credibility, and in the future to get allies, we won't be trusted.
Yeah, I understand all of your concerns. One of the things that, you know, the people supportive of the president have said, that this is another promise kept. The president promised to get us away from all of these foreign wars that we've been engaged in all of these years. How do you feel about that? That this is just the president keeping his promise?
Well, it's not bringing the troops home, and it doesn't end an endless war. This was actually the 50 special forces that were on the line had held that line, and it's not that we're just taking innocent young boys from fresh out of the troops, and we're putting them there on the Turkish-Syrian line to protect the Kurds. They were 50 special forces who've been highly trained. They fight tooth and nail to be special forces, and they know before they sign up for that they're going into the toughest situations. And why did President Trump do that? It seemed to make no sense when they were holding the peace. Why does he take the troops that were in Syria, the 1,000, and he's not bringing them home? He's taking them over to Western Iraq.
Yeah, and you're raising the question about repositioning, whether that is the wisest course of action. And the only thing I can suggest to you, Lori, at this point is we sit and we watch, we observe, and see how this develops. Because, I think in many ways the jury's still out as to the wisdom of this decision. A lot of times we don't see immediate results. I mean, we can be troubled by what's happened thus far. Part of the question here is what happens here long term? And I think it's a fair question to raise. Michael out of Pageland, good morning.
Hi there. We trained these guys already, right?
What's that again?
We trained these guys since early George Bush's time in office. We've been training these guys for years and years, and they had Kurds in Iran. Iraq, rather. And after, 16 years, can't they take care of themselves? And then the people who want to gripe about it, those are the same guys making money off of war. Right?
Okay. I understand the concern you've raised here. Do you have any concern from a humanitarian standpoint at all?
No, reason being is there's nothing. You can't go around everywhere in the whole wide world and help every individual. And they have a reason to fight for themselves, to protect their own country, and it outdoes our training. We're trained to go do something for somebody else, and they're doing it because of pride, their wife, their children. So they have a better motivation than us and our foolish pride when we end up in their skirmishes, and they got to grow up.
Okay,
right.
That's fair enough. A perspective here of it's time for them to exercise some independence here. I think this is the message being communicated. Steve in Charlotte, got about a minute here, Steve.
I just wanted to point out that the Russians and the Syrians have been allies for decades, and so this. Talking point that the Russians and Assad are closer together because of this. They've always been close. And in fact, Russia is the only other country that has permission to be in Syria. We don't have permission to be there. They didn't ask us to come in. The Turks don't have permission to be there. The Assad government didn't ask them to come in. So, I think we have to keep things clear here. Russia can take care of the Turks and the ISIS. And so, we can't go into every country in the Middle East. We had no business going in there in the first place, like we had no business going into Libya and bombing them.
Yep, I understand your perspective there. I think all of us agree Libya was a huge, huge mistake. Remember, we came, we saw, he died. Sick woman.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Just completing a social media message here. Don't mind me. Let's see here. I think that's. Did I do that right? Oh, I left something off. No wonder. That's why it didn't work. Yeah. Just sending a message here. Someone going on a vacation. Thought I would add my voice to the chorus. On the text line, interesting responses here to this subject about Syria and how we're dealing with this. Libya was deliberate warmonger in preparation for Syria. It was not a mistake. This is not about the Kurds' ability to fight. The minimal amount of U.S. troops only provided a shield because Turkey did not want to attack the U.S. Lovins, being retired military, I'm concerned about the Kurds as well. However, did they support us or do we support them? What difference would 25 troops make? Trump does not seem like the time nor his reputation. He really discards his allies. I agree with you. It's a wait-and-see situation. Russia's in Syria legally. We are not. On the Ron Reagan ad, Vince, not a fan of Ron R. in his commercials. He does have a right to air it, as I will exercise mine not to listen to it. Vince, if he's an atheist, why does he mention hell? Atheists do not believe in heaven or hell. That's Tina. And good question. Let us see. I'm anti-Jewish, anti-Hindu, anti-whatever else you want to throw into the mix here. Buddhists, yes, the peaceable people. Okay. Just some perspectives here from the text line. More comments on the Syria situation. Let's go out to Steve in Indian Trail. Good morning.
Yeah.
Take it away, Steve.
Yeah, my question is, what would happen if we would have stayed there? Would we have lost American lives? And what would anybody say if we lost one, two, or 20 American lives? That's my question.
Very good question, and I think this is something I've expressed before. I go back to what happened with President Reagan. Remember the Lebanon situation, Beirut. You know, situations where we just have our men and women in harm's way, not necessarily doing anything to be involved in hostilities, but just our presence there. Does it invite maybe even a terrorist attack? It's a fair question to raise here. Randall in Gastonia, good morning.
Yeah, let me ask you something. Who are the Kurds, Vince? Who are those folks?
Who are those folks? Well, there are a tribe of people who've been around for quite some time, and unfortunately they find themselves in a place where they have not had a really stable place to call home for quite some time. It's been yes.
Yeah, well, why don't the UN get together and give them a place like they did the Israelites? Why can't they do that?
I don't know. You should ask the UN that.
I mean, no, I'm just saying.
I'm not being a smart aleck. I'm just saying that the UN is very selective, very selective. I think you know that.
Take land from them and give it to other people. They're selective about that.
Well, that can happen from time to time, but you have to keep in mind that you had people who asked to establish a homeland for Jews, and they were given permission to do so. One of the tragedies about that situation, the Palestinians were given an opportunity, and they did not. So that's something that's very recent in terms of history. I think history bears that out. that there wasn't much interest until Israel came into an existence that we started hearing all of the conversation about Palestinians. The goal has always been to push Israel into the ocean. And I think that's the comparison that needs to be made here. Buddy in Charlotte, good morning.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, yeah, it's funny how people form fights from opinions. The Kurds do have some land over there. They're fighting Syria, and we're helping them fight ISIS.
Right.
And they're fighting Turkey and Syria. And Syria is Russia's baby. That's a strategic place for Russia to be.
Yes, it's it's a very volatile area altogether, and they found themselves between. You think
the
we
should help us?
Do you think we should continue support? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we need to support the Kurds.
Okay.
They helped us more than we helped them. We're stabbing them in the back. Now they're fighting Turkey and Syria and Russia, and they were given land. But,
and but, time will. Time will tell whether this
Turkey and Syria.
Well, time will tell whether this was a wise decision or not. Hopefully something can be worked out here peacefully, because we'd hate to see more bloodshed. Joe in York, good morning.
Good morning, Vince. Thank you very much. I just want to mention something you mentioned the other day, that the number of people attending church is falling, and it's not the people leaving the church. It's the per church leaving the people, as Paul had predicted. What is happening, you have ministers that are not preaching from the Bible. They're making up their own rules or saying this doesn't apply today. And it was predicted this would happen. So, in fact, I left my church because they said something about something that was in the Bible very clearly that was part of our life. And they said, the minister said, well, of course, we don't believe that now. That's bull crap. I'm sorry.
I hear what you're saying, Joe. This is, we're seeing a lot of this. I had a conversation. Boy, I don't have time to go into all this now, Joe, but I was just talking with a friend of mine over the weekend, yesterday, just about, you know, my frustration of people around me. There's so much turmoil. And I say turmoil in terms of people being tossed around by various winds of doctrine, and it's kind of scary. I'm talking about foundations, not talking about peripheral issues. I'm talking about some pretty foundational stuff. It's kind of scary, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah, just remind Vince that just pick up your Bible, open it up to what they're talking about, and you will see the truth.
Yep. You're absolutely right, Joe. Thanks very much for your call. Appreciate it.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Back on the Vince Coakley radio program on this Monday. Coming up, I'm going to share a story that I don't think is getting any media attention at all. You know, I hear them, you know, talking about the possibility of recession, that sort of thing. But there's a subject that has been ignored for quite some time, and that's the banks. We'll address this in just a bit. First, we take a look at the day in history, and we go down to our good friend Lonzo in our upstate studio. Good morning, man. How you doing?
Good morning. I am well.
Good, good. How was the weekend?
Full of family and football. What else can you ask for?
Excellent, excellent. Well, we have a few questions for you to answer here. It looks like a total of, what is this, just four questions or five, actually? Let us start here. 1797, this frigate, Old Ironsides, launched from Boston Harbor. It has a new name that was named after our founding document. What is it called now? How is it most known?
The Independence?
Oh, no!
The Constitution.
Yeah! USS Constitution. 1879, this person invented a workable incandescent electric light bulb. You know this one. I know you know this one.
Alexander Graham Bell.
Oh, no!
I got this mixed up last week with you.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Anybody in studio want to guess this one?
Edison? Thomas Edison?
Thomas Edison was the brainchild behind that one. Actually, this one, you will never get this. I would never have gotten this. I don't know if anybody in this building would get this. The Frank Lloyd Wright designed museum opened in New York City. What was it called? The Frank Lloyd Wright designed museum opened in New York City. What was it called? I think
so you're
Charles,
saying all of us are uncivilized and we don't
I think
go to
Charles
museums.
Knows this one. What is it? Let's you
did
give
you
it
say
a
Guggenheim?
Try. Guggenheim, you're correct, Charles.
Now you were wrong. Charles proved you wrong. Oh.
I told you I didn't know that one. I see I knew if anybody knew it, it would be Charles. That's why I looked at him as soon as I gave that one. One day, $400. This is how much a recording artist took to record his first album in 1961. Oh, my goodness. This is a tough hint to give. What is he most known for? Let me think of some clever clue, because you're a big music person. So I know this is one that you would definitely get. $400 is how much that he spent on this.
What was the name
and
of
one
the
day,
recording studio?
By the way, let me see here. It doesn't say exactly. Let me give you some other hints. That's a tough one. I can't really help you here with good hints. I really can't.
My first thought would have been Elvis, but it's way too late for that.
It's too late for Elvis. It's not him.
Yeah.
And
can you give me style of music?
It's definitely it's rock. It's genuine rock and roll. This guy has a net worth probably $200 million. Let's see. He had his original name was Zimmerman. That's something I didn't know. Oh my goodness, this is driving me crazy because I'm having a tough time coming up with. I normally have very quick ideas here, and maybe if I do a song. Now I'm not going to sing the song. That's for sure.
Let John sing it.
Yeah, I'll sing it for you. Alice Cooper. No.
Yeah,
I'm
there
sorry.
You go.
I had to guess something.
All right, let me give you some songs. The times they're a changin'. Blowing in the wind.
Oh. Oh God.
He has a very distinct voice.
Yes, I know.
I bet you're seeing him.
Bob. See, I've got Bob Denver stuck in my head, and that's not who it is.
You got the first name right.
Yeah, I know who it is.
Do that voice.
Bob Dylan.
It's Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan. That was pretty bad not to be able to come up with
Hey, that was doing petty. Oh,
you should have said that Jimi Hendrix redid one of his songs and made a hit out of it.
Now, that would have been a great hint. Good hint.
You know what I'm talking about.
And which song was this?
All Along the Watchtower.
Yes. Boy, we're about out of time here, too. 100,000 people marched to protest this war in Washington, D.C., 1967. In fact, 50,000 showed up outside the Pentagon. What
Vietnam.
War would they? Yes, they were protesting Vietnam, for sure. Lonzo, great stuff, man. Thanks for your patience as I work to come up with decent hints. We'll do this again tomorrow.
Maybe someday.
Someday. I don't have a lot of time, so I can't go into the story. We're going to save this story for tomorrow because I really think this story is one of those stories that's really deserves more attention. It's what's going on with our banking system right now. There have been some rumblings behind the scenes that I think ought to concern all of us. You know, I think the liberals have this idea, you know, because of Dodd-Frank and other things they've done. Oh, we've solved the banking issue and, you know, all of the money that was put into bailouts. Guess what? It hasn't solved anything. In fact, there's a danger lurking out there. We're going to talk about this tomorrow and much more. You guys have yourselves a great day and God bless you. Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.